This is Laurel Mildred with the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports. Joining me today is Amber Cutler, staff attorney for the National Senior Citizens Law Center. Amber is here to talk about the importance of enrollment strategies in developing effective systems of long-term services and supports.
Thank you, Laurel. The state of California is moving forward with a change in how long-term services and supports are delivered. Instead of the state being responsible for the delivery of these benefits, managed health care plans will deliver long-term services under a new program called the Coordinated Care Initiative. Additionally, California is moving forward with the integration of both Medicare and Medi-Cal benefits, including long-term services and supports, into one managed care plan. This new program is called CalMediConnect and falls under the Coordinated Care Initiative. The Coordinated Care Initiative is set to begin in 2014 and will impact Medi-Cal and Medicare beneficiaries living in 8 California counties. These initial counties include Alameda, Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties. The Coordinated Care Initiative includes several major changes requiring an individual to make choices. If an individual does not make a choice with regard to these changes, the individual will automatically be placed in a plan chosen by the state. This is called passive enrollment. We have learned from past transitions that individuals who make a choice are more satisfied with their health plan and experience than those who do not make a choice. Additionally, individuals who make a choice are less likely to experience a disruption in their care. All enrollment strategies, materials, and other informational fact sheets regarding the Coordinated Care Initiative should clearly outline what choices the reader has to make. They should emphasize the importance of making a choice and make it clear that if no choice is made, a decision will be made on their behalf. Finally, all materials should strongly encourage the reader to take action, including information on how to obtain more information and assistance about making their choice. The choices a beneficiary has to make under the Coordinated Care Initiative are very specific to the individual beneficiary and will require weighing factors important to that individual. These factors include, for example, whether the beneficiary's providers are in the plan's network. A beneficiary will need to consider all of his or her providers, including primary care physicians, specialists, therapists, durable medical equipment providers, and pharmacy, just to name a few. A beneficiary will have to weigh which of these providers are important to him or her to be a part of the plan's network. Are they all important, none, or just a select few? A beneficiary will also have to review the plan's formulary to determine which plans cover his or her prescription drugs. CalMediConnect plans will offer additional benefits, including vision and transportation, and some plans may offer further benefits. Beneficiaries will need to review these additional benefits and weigh whether these are benefits that they want. All enrollment strategies should include providing beneficiaries information on which factors they should consider in making their decisions and information on how to seek assistance with reviewing these factors and ultimately making a decision. The goal is to have beneficiaries make informed choices about the delivery of their health care.
Thank you for sharing this information, Amber. If you'd like to learn more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.